Welcome to Bob Cargill's Marketing Show, a ridiculously awesome podcast bursting with insightful commentaries and intriguing conversations on the topics and issues that are on the minds of marketers, advertisers, social media, and PR professionals today.
Hey, everybody, this is Bob Cargill from Bob Cargill's Marketing Show. I'm here in Sudbury at Pete's Coffee. Been here before a few times, recorded at least one podcast before here, but not outdoors. It is warm enough to be outside. That is cool. I can see the traffic from here. You might hear a few strong wind gusts. Apologize in advance for that, but I couldn't resist to step outside and to step outside with a guest. Yes, today I have Cindy Moore, who is going to talk about Isagenics, and also she is a health and wellness consultant. We'll talk about that. And of course, as I emphasize every single time, this is a marketing show, so I absolutely will steer the conversation towards marketing and social media, and Cindy and I have talked about that, and we have a lot of that as an interest in common, and I'm more of a marketer full-time. Cindy, because of her work with Isagenics, is using marketing and social media to promote her business, and we'll talk about that. And so I know Cindy, by the way, through my running club, the Greater Framingham Running Club. Her husband Bob and Cindy are both members, and we run together, and she heard about my podcast. I invited her on, and now you're going to hear from Cindy. Cindy, say hello.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for having me on, Bob.
My pleasure, and I'm very excited to hear all about Isagenics and to talk about, you know, maybe this will be not just me asking you questions. You can ask me questions, too, because I'm really the marketer. You're using marketing to promote your business. Tell me about you. Tell everybody about yourself. They don't know you at all, so...
All right.
Go ahead.
I'm Cindy. I started out as a non-athletic person for most of my life. And when I found this, when I started using Isagenics, found the nutrition, I kind of woke up and got energy and decided I actually like fitness. Started, Bob enticed me to, my husband Bob, sorry.
Yep, yep. Let's full disclosure. Bob, Cindy's husband, is at the table as well. Bob, say hello.
Hello, everybody.
So you got two Bobs here. Yeah. One is the host of this podcast. The other Bob is Cindy's husband, and he's here with Cindy.
And Bob is a big runner, so he's always tried to get me to go running, but I never had the energy to do it until I started using this nutrition. And slowly have made my way up to it, enjoying running, loving running, and now doing triathlons as well.
That's amazing. That's a great story. And I'm impressed, and I that we have in common very much so the athletics, the running, the fitness. What does that have to do with? So tell us about Isagenics, if I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Yep, Isagenics is a health and wellness company. It's really a full nutrition system, really convenient and nutrient dense shakes, and then some other supplements that really help with. Herbs and mineral supplements that we're not getting in our daily food, and we're getting it helps us with everything that we need that we don't get anymore from our source of food.
And we've talked offline, of course, and we know each other a little through the running club, so I know that's your business, and you also are a full-time
Music teacher.
Yeah.
I teach K to 5 general music.
That's cool.
Yeah.
My sister's a music teacher, and I love music. My son's a drummer in a reggae band, and
great.
We have a lot of things in common.
Great.
And Bob and I were in Ragnar, Reach the Beach,
yes,
together last year. That was cool.
Good running teammates.
Yes, but I digress. Isagenics, the products you're saying truly, sincerely work for you and you believe in.
Absolutely. I mean, I could tell within the first couple of weeks of starting the products that my body felt better. Aches and pains that I had chronically had started going away. And my energy level, I used to take a nap every day after school. And I realized that I no longer needed to nap after a couple of weeks of using the system.
So that's a strong endorsement of Isagenics,
yes,
that's for sure.
Absolutely.
And I want to go in a certain direction with this because I know that Isagenix, like other products and services, that's network marketing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Tell, if you don't mind, tell us how network marketing works. I have an idea, but tell me the process of how you, because you're a distributor, is that?
Well,
what do you call?
I set people up with their own accounts, so I don't have to I don't have to buy anything extra other than what I eat.
Gotcha.
And what I'm going to use. I don't ever have to hold inventory or anything like that.
Gotcha.
So you can always just buy what you want.
So as a health and wellness consultant selling Isagenix, you are always somewhat looking for other...
So I'm looking for people who are having trouble with either losing weight or gaining muscle or gaining weight, or people who... have a lack of energy and want to find more energy and just age better,
yep.
Feel better.
Yeah, one of those categories I would fall into. Not the weight thing, the energy thing, but the muscle thing.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
60 years old and losing muscle. And that's
common.
Yeah, it's big time. I mean, I used to lift weights. I look at pictures when I was in my 20s and 30s, and I'm envious of the old Bob.
The old muscles, yeah. the protein used is really high-quality protein, and that's very important.
So I'm a candidate. So how do you, hypothetically I am, but I'm also skeptical. So how do you, little bit of a wind gust, folks, bear with us. Hopefully the microphones will temper shield us, as is Bob, Cindy's husband, shielding us from the wind. How do you go about finding an audience for the product and then introducing them to the product? Because we're going to get into the nitty-gritty here about marketing and sales.
Okay. So I found the product because I... was enticed by the person who I signed up with, my coach, put out a Facebook announcement, Facebook post, and I saw that.
On
Facebook.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. To everybody, the power of Facebook. I mean, that's right up my alley. I mean, I'm always preaching social media and telling people how powerful Facebook is. 80% or so of the population in this country is on Facebook, so predominant social network.
And that's the way a lot of marketing happens these days, right? So I definitely use Facebook. I don't post incessantly, but
no, I'm a friend quote of yours on Facebook, and you don't post incessantly.
No, and maybe I should ask you.
Well,
about that.
We can talk about that.
But I did answer my friend's post to say, would this really work for me? I've been trying to lose weight, you know, forever, and. That's how I got started.
Was it because you were strictly interested in the product at that time?
I was interested in weight loss.
Versus becoming a consultant for the company.
Right. Just the product. So I had no interest in ever selling or sharing or anything about it in the beginning. But once I figured out how much better I felt, and what the thought that goes in my head all the time now is, if I hadn't answered her post and if she hadn't sold it to me, I would still be lying on the couch. I wouldn't be running. I wouldn't be doing triathlons. I would be sleeping my days away. And that's what keeps me
if I was, and I am often promoting my own podcast, that's a nugget right there. It's more a plug for the product, Isagenix, than my podcast, if you will, but I could use that. That is a phenomenal statement, endorsement. And so you're saying without that product, and I'd take it back to without Facebook.
Always
going there. Without that Facebook post, if you didn't see it, you literally believe that.
Absolutely.
So your life changed?
100%. I mean, I've been asking doctors for most of my life, how come I have no energy? Why do I have no energy? So many other people can get up and do things, and I'm so tired all the time. And they told me, you're fine, you're getting older, whatever. But I never had the energy. When I was a kid, I was always like the last one picked in gym class because I wouldn't have the hustle.
So I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm making up for it now.
Yeah, you sure are. Yeah, well, it's a marathon.
Yes.
Runner's metaphor that we can all relate to.
Absolutely.
There's three runners here. So were there other changes? You know, again, I'm skeptical. Were there other changes that you made that didn't have to do with this?
No, it actually all started with this. It really was the nutrition change.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
how do you, so let's get to, again, finding your audience. You use Facebook.
I do.
How do you, are you finding other people? Are you doing business with other people with regard to Isagenics?
Yeah, I think because of Facebook, I've reached out to, and because of doing a network marketing since I've been using Facebook.
Yep.
I've reached out to a lot more people, and I've reached out to old high school friends, and so many things that Facebook is great for, but I was always too shy to initiate. So I've started doing that a lot more, and some of them have just become better friends, and some of them have actually started using the products as well.
So Facebook is the main platform you use?
It is. I also use Instagram, but I'm not as savvy.
Yep. Okay, well, we should talk, because you know I use Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Podbean.
Great.
This is the podcast platform is Podbean. You know, my podcast uses Podbean. I think you could have a podcast and talk about health and wellness and athletics.
That would be great.
You have a blog. I know that. Let's talk about your blog.
Sure.
I see it pop up from time to time. Your last post was about Bob, your husband, who just ran the Boston Marathon.
Yes.
As did I.
Inspiration.
Yes.
Both of you are inspiration.
Thank you.
Me.
He's more inspiring because he finished about 20 minutes ahead of me. But he's also younger.
A little bit.
That's true.
A little bit.
How, 10 years so. Younger?
Not
Who, but who's counting?
He's 53.
Oh, all right.
I'm 51.
All right. I'm 60.
We're
almost 61, yeah. But Bob is a great runner. As I was just saying, I keep talking in my coffee cup like it's a microphone. Bob is a runner like myself and Cindy, but the two Bobs ran the marathon, and we were running alongside each other for a few miles.
Yeah, that's fun.
If I could have stuck with you, I would have been 4 hours and 5 minutes or so instead of my 4 hours and 25 minutes or so.
That's right. Talk the whole way. Great.
So where were we going? I had a question there. When
blog.
Blog,
so,
yes.
Yeah.
And your last post was about Bob.
Right. I try to post every Sunday.
Every
and I've
Sunday.
I've been doing it for a year now, and I think I missed one Sunday so far. So
I totally applaud that. So I started my blog in 2004, and I tell people consistency is key. And putting out posts that aren't salesy at all,
right?
But it gets you in front of your audience. So how does that work for you, the blog?
I'm really loving it. I didn't ever think that I would be able to do anything like that and be consistent with it, but I heard that consistency is key.
Yes.
So I'm doing something every week and then not relating it to Isagenics, but just relating it to my getting fit and getting in shape and becoming a better runner and triathlete.
So everybody who's listening in marketing, you have a product or service, and it's good. You've used it yourself. Mm-hmm. And again, this is me in many cases, all my clients, and it should be any marketer. You work for a company or you're an agency representing a client. You know the product and service is good. How do you go to market with it on behalf of your client or on behalf of your employer? Build an audience. Use social media. Right? And not always talk about the product, the service. You don't want to be too salesy.
Right. Right. So in the blog, anyway, I'm trying to point out my steps to getting healthier. And sorry, car going by. It creeps me out to be salesy. I really am trying very hard not to be salesy.
So there's that fine line because, frankly, I'm like that a little bit. But I've always said I'm almost a salesperson in disguise because I'm a copywriter. I'm a social media guy. I do it for companies. So I'm behind the scenes. I don't have to be one-on-one selling, and I usually don't have to talk about, hey, buy this or download that. But I generate the leads. I'm at the top of the funnel, as they say in marketing.
Okay.
So we get them into the funnel, and then there are salespeople. And I know it sounds aggressive, but it isn't, and especially nowadays,
right.
It's has to be a relationship between you and your audience, and mutually beneficial. And people today are savvier and more skeptical than ever,
right.
And they're not going to fall for marketing and sales tactics. They rather get to know people, believe them, respect them, like them, and then if you have something to offer, they're going to buy from you.
Right, right. I love that, and that's what it's all about, right? Building a relationship with the Facebook friends, and then letting them know me a little bit more in the blog and what my journey is, and building a more personal relationship with people you're going to do business with.
So that blog, I've seen, it's awesome. Well written. It's personal. I think, if you don't mind me saying so, you could promote it on some of these other social media channels.
Okay.
And be a, this is where I say it's a fine line. What's funny is I'm not aggressive at all. I'm more like you. But I think I've been doing marketing more than you in my career. You're a music teacher.
Right.
Full-time. That's your day job. I think you could be more aggressive in promoting maybe not the product, but the benefits of the product, you know, in an indirect way.
Okay.
You know, again, someone like me would fall for, hey, at a certain age, you lose, you know, 20, 30% of your muscle, and suddenly, you know, yeah, it's great to go down a shirt size or a pant size, but at the same time, I'm realizing I don't look as beefy as I used to. If you talk about that, and hopefully, you know, there's got to be a way, and this is actually where I come into play for my clients, to strategically inject the sale, you know, the benefits of the product.
Right. And making people, I guess, it's always like finding your why. And I guess helping people figure out why they want to do something rather than selling it to them.
Yes.
But figuring out what's important to somebody else and then seeing if what you have can benefit them, right?
So, yes.
For instance, not trying to sell to you, certainly, but you were saying, you know, oh, more muscle would be great. So if that's your why, and then I'm talking to you about isogenics, and I'm talking to you about how isogenics can help with building muscle, and that's what your goal is.
Yep.
Something like mutually beneficial.
Yep. Yeah, before and after pictures, you know, data. You know, stats. Again, I'm thinking of what I do for my clients. This is I hear about a product or service and they hire me to promote it and I say exactly what we're talking about. Yeah, you do a lot of storytelling and case studies, but then you wanna show some data and you wanna gradually get your target audience at the top of the funnel, you attract them. AIDA, you attract them, you stimulate interest, create desire, and build attention, something like that. AIDA. That's an old marketing acronym.
Okay.
I think I got it right.
Makes sense.
But blogs are perfect for that top of the funnel, as our podcasts are, as our YouTube videos. You know, I do a ton of those. So it gets attention. It attracts people. But then if you want to sell, you got to find a little more assertive, aggressive way of, you know, maybe a landing page on your website where maybe at the end of every blog post is a call to action, a CTA, as we in marketing say.
Cool.
And want to know how, I'm making this up, Bob ran 20 minutes faster than the other Bob. Not just because he's 9 years younger or 8 years younger, but because, you know, I'm making this up, but because he has a secret, and that secret, I'm making this up, is isogenics. Because I don't even know.
It's true, though. Yeah.
Well,
honestly, when I started, he said, "Why are you doing this? You know, signing up for a diet thing, whatever." And then he signed up 3 weeks later because he saw how it was working for me. So,
I'm very serious about that. You know, again, it's on the fly brainstorming. What about Twitter? Have you tried Twitter?
I never have tried Twitter. Never been on there.
Can you believe that, people? She has not on Twitter.
I'm too old. I guess I'm
You're
not,
too
though.
Old. Makes me ancient. And look at the President of the United States. He's old.
Oh, boy.
He's on Twitter every day. So, yeah, I don't like what he says, not to bring him up at all, but I like that he uses Twitter. He puts Twitter in the news every day.
He does.
And Twitter is, you know.
Maybe not in the best way, but he does.
No, I agree. I totally agree. I don't like what he says. And I know a lot of people say you should get off Twitter, but I love it because it's an ad for Twitter every day.
True.
I wish it was a more positive ad.
Right, yeah. Puts it across.
But I tell my clients, if you are a celebrity, an executive, and you use Twitter, your words, you know, carry a lot of weight. And if you're not a celebrity, you can build a following over time. I mean, I'm not saying I'm a celebrity by no means, but I have over 5,000 followers on Twitter.
Oh, cool.
That's a lot of work and time it took me to get there, but your words suddenly carry weight because you have a good audience.
Cool. Okay.
So I highly encourage you to try Twitter, because you can target people. So you could, I have lists on Twitter, for instance, we're here in Sudbury, and I have a list of about 100 people who live or work in Sudbury who are on Twitter. I've mined the data that Twitter is makes publicly available. You can find out where people live or work. It takes time. Mm-hmm. And create a list, and it's a public, open network. So unlike Facebook, you don't have to be friends with them to tweet to them. Just, you know, you see it all the time on the news where people will tag somebody. You can tag a celebrity. You can tag. So
right.
You could, I'm making this up, you know, but it's true, find all people on Twitter in the Framingham, Wayland, Sudbury area, and you could, but you got to be really careful about this. So this is not my best advice right here. It's hypothetical.
Okay.
You could tag me, for instance, and you don't know me, and say, hey, Bob, I saw you, you know, ran a race the other day. Congratulations. That's your first. And I say, oh, thanks, Cindy. Then we become friends. We're following each other on Twitter. Then you say, you see me complain. I'm making this up, and this might be heavy-handed. I'm so upset. I'm running slower than I used to. And you see that, and then you say, hey, I might have an idea for you. And if I say I'm interested, boom, there's your...
That's really cool.
Just saying.
I don't know nearly enough about Twitter, so I will be doing my research.
It's an open network, and if people who use it know that. You know, this is why you can be very aggressive on Twitter, but at your own risk. Because I'm not, again, people, I'm not suggesting you go out and immediately sell somebody anywhere, anyhow, but get to know them on Twitter.
Right.
Help them.
Right.
Befriend them. Strategically.
Sure.
And they, you know, and you make it mutually beneficial. I mean, you help them, they help you.
Well, if it gets someone off the couch or gets someone to feel better,
yeah,
that's mutually beneficial, right? That's
so
great.
So just as, yeah. About me, I want it to be about you, but this, it's about Twitter.
It's about Twitter. There we go.
What about video? Have you tried video?
No, I haven't. I did one Facebook Live, and it was scary for me, but it was fine.
I think you're awesome, you know, impromptu. You seem very comfortable
all
and
right.
natural.
Thanks. I guess I've gotten a little bit more confident with myself because I feel better about myself, but
wow.
I've always been such a shy person, and I'm growing as I'm doing more of the network marketing, I guess. So that's nice. Thanks.
So benefits... And I do tell people this. You tied it back to network marketing and the product. I agree. You know, that is making you feel better. I tell people you use social media and you feel better. And I'll tell you why. Because some people say, oh, my God, you know. And you read the headlines. You know, it's depressing. It's overwhelming. It's so fast-paced. I can't keep up. But I tell people it forces you to be articulate and confident and know what the heck you're talking about.
Yes.
So that, over time, does make you a better professional. And personally, you become more confident about how you communicate, how you carry yourself, you know, physically, emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
So if your work ties so much into who we are as people, most of us have to earn an income,
yes.
Unless we're the President of the United States. the current President of the United States.
Yes.
He has no worries about money, but most of us do. And so we have to earn an income, and so we want to do something we love. And yeah. And I think if you learn and grow at the same time, that's ideal.
Yes.
To me, again, I apologize if I'm staring it more towards me right now.
No,
but,
it's fine.
But I'm kind of...
It's your show.
Yes, thank you. It's Bob Cargill's show, not Cindy's show. But Cindy is the guest. It's all about Cindy today. But we're going back and forth. And what I want to say is social media, you know, it's the social and the media. And if you're social, it brings out a lot of qualities you might not have realized you had. And those qualities carry over to all parts of your life. Do you agree or not?
I absolutely do agree. Yes, I absolutely do. And I think I always felt that I was really shy and closed, and then social media has helped me come out of it. So I agree. Yeah. Helped me find a lot about myself that I didn't know.
And I think so many people are afraid of it. And again, I understand, but I think that gets... I mean, it's 2019, and technology is all around us. I mean, we're outside, plugged into the wall here with my laptop, got a phone recording us, got a blue microphone, snowball microphone recording us. you know.
And Bob shielding the wind.
And Bob shielding the wind. That's old school technology. Well, if I was even more technical, I could have a windshield over the mic and maybe a more expensive mic. This is an excellent mic for the price. But you know, people have to realize social media is how am I? I mean, remember you saw this post on Facebook. That's what kindled all of what you got going now.
That's right. That's right. It can start us off on the right path.
Yeah. What else about social media are you doing? What else about marketing? How else are you marketing yourself or your product? Any other ways?
Well, I mean, social media is definitely a gateway, and then it gets things started. But then I think having face-to-face conversations is always good. I also joined a BNI.
I know about BNI.
Okay.
Yep.
And I'm meeting a lot of people that way, which is great. I think expanding my network, both, you know, close network and social media network, and learning, getting myself more comfortable with meeting a lot more people is great.
So Toastmasters. I did Toastmasters many, many years ago, and that helped me an awful lot. And not a plug for that or saying that's the be-all, end-all, but the interpersonal communications, one-on-one, and also speaking in front of groups.
And that's always been really hard for me. So that's, BNI has been good for that. Oh, I also joined Polka Dot Powerhouse, which is a women's empowering group.
Wow, that sounds empowering.
And it's similar. It's social events, and everyone speaks their little 30 seconds of what they're doing. So just learning how to talk about what I'm doing is really helpful.
So it's the whole package, folks. It's you know, what I've heard, I'm going to try to summarize, is great product and, well, a need. So, again, think this, we're talking about Cindy, but hypothetically, this could be any case study, if you will. There's the need. And so your customer has a need. Cindy's starting out as a customer. Now you're the client, but the salesperson, if you will.
Sure.
But you start out as the client, the need. You find the product, love the product, eventually represent the product, then have to introduce the product to other people. You're using social media and probably closing the sale, if you will, one-on-one, in person.
Right.
And you need confidence. You need communication skills. You need a good product. You need technology. What am I missing? Besides, you need Bob.
Bob alongside
you.
You
need support.
You need a great product, and you need the people who are willing to give it a try and trust you. So the personal relationship with someone is great.
Earning people's trust, which again, social media can help, because I was telling you offline, you know, I do my podcasts, my videos, and whenever I meet people, they say, I feel like I know you. I've seen this. Again, hopefully they like what I put out there. I'm in way too deep to turn around now. But
your videos are great.
Thank you. Appreciate you saying that, Cindy. But that's why I do it. I mean, number one, I love it. And so that's...
You can tell. It's great.
I guess my product is myself. I'm an independent consultant. I sell, you know, social media and marketing services, copywriting. And I put myself out there. Hopefully people like me. I get to know them. And yeah, you're right. Most deals are in person. Because when I work with people, it's usually in person. And maybe I go back to my home office and do the work, but I have to meet with them. So it's all we are describing. We're encapsulating the sales and marketing process, and I think.
Yeah, yeah. Finding out, I mean, finding out what someone needs and helping them with it. But it all starts with a lot of it starts with a social media post.
Is there anything I've missed in this 28 minutes and 43 second conversation so far?
We're doing well on time. No, I think this was helpful to me. Hopefully to other people too. Thank you.
Yeah, helpful to me too. I've learned a lot about Isagenics.
Great.
And what you do for a living, your moonlighting job, if you will.
Yes.
Because Cindy is a music teacher by day.
Yes.
Isagenics, health and wellness consultant. On the side.
Yes.
So, folks, that was Cindy Moore, and Cindy's a health and wellness consultant. She's been awesome to take some time aside on a Friday, late Friday morning. Actually, it's afternoon now, a little past noon. And on this beautiful Friday here in Sudbury at Pete's Coffee, you have been listening to Bob Cargill's Marketing Show. Thank you for listening. Without you listeners, I wouldn't have my podcast, so keep listening and reach out to me anytime you have some ideas for topics or guests. I'm all ears, and I'm not just talking, I'm listening. I want to listen to you if you have suggestions and ideas. Thank you, Cindy Moore, for being my guest today. Thanks, Bob Moore, for sitting alongside us and trying to shield us from the wind.
Thanks so much for having me. It was great.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thanks, folks. Bob Cargill's Marketing Show. We'll be back at you soon.